بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. بارك وسلم. So from the next piece of advice that some of our ulama have given regarding how to preserve the benefits and the motivation we were able to attain in the month of Ramadan, comes a very practical point that all of us should consider. You know, when you look at people who progress in any field in life, if it's an athlete, that athlete never trains alone. Has a trainer, has teammates, may even have fans who come out and watch him train or her train. If you look at a student, the student doesn't study alone. The student is in a class, enrolled in a university, has professors, teachers, student aides. This helps develop the atmosphere of progress. Even someone who's on a diet, for example, they won't sit with people. I remember I used to wrestle in high school. We had to have very low calorie diets, 500 calories a day. We wouldn't sit with swimmers during break or during lunch because they had a 5,000 calorie diet. So they'd be consuming and we'd be starving, and it just didn't make for good company. You sit with those who are trying to progress. In Ramadan, a lot of families, they become very motivated and excited to progress. They want to go closer to Allah. So you see many people in the household who may not have been doing things otherwise throughout the entire year, they're beginning to take up acts of worship. So how do we maintain this outside the month of Ramadan? By making it a family plan. More often than not, we try to make progress an individual plan. It'll never work that way. No one can progress individually. In fact, in hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ, in the month of Ramadan, what would he tell his spouses? He would tell them that, tighten your waist belt. Meaning what? Like roll up your sleeves. And he would wake everyone up to now engage in worship. So we should turn to our families and begin to utilize them as a means of motivation and as a means of support. So for example, the 6 days of Shawwal that we should fast, it's recommended to fast. Don't fast on days when your spouse isn't praying. Because she's not fasting and she's eating and now you're fasting, it doesn't work out. Fast on those days, you can fast on those days as well, but add the days that they are praying and they can fast. Now you sit down together and say, hey, you know what, let's fast 3 days this week. And you fast together. The children who are able, they fast with you. Now what happens is it becomes a family effort. Everyone's fasting, there's an environment of fasting. Everyone's going to wake up at, I don't know, 3:30 for suhoor, for example. Or 3 o'clock for suhoor, whatever the case may be. Now, rather than waking up alone, if everyone in the household is getting up, and you wake up 10 minutes earlier, and everyone prays 2 rak'ah, everyone sits making dua to Allah, then everyone has suhoor together, fasting will be a family effort. If in the household there's children, and you want to maintain, and I want to maintain the motivation and recitation of Qur'an outside of Ramadan, it's a big mistake to all of a sudden, everyone's hanging out, and people are on, you know, watching a few videos on YouTube, and now you come and plop your Qur'an down and start reading. It throws the mood off for everyone. No one was in the mood of reading. That's bad adab towards Qur'an. That's wrong etiquette towards Qur'an. Rather, what should we do? Okay, family, look. We have times for exercise, times for eating, times for playing, etc. Let's have a 15-minute time period in which what? We spend reading Quran. 15 minutes too much? Fine. 10-minute time period. But we all sit down and engage in Quran together, it becomes a family effort. Coming to the masjid, if one person's coming, not everyone's benefiting. We should say, look, we're going to go out for Maghrib together. And the kids, they might not enjoy it, so let's pray Maghrib. Maybe stay for the talk, maybe not. And let's go get ice cream. Let's couple an enjoyable experience with coming to the masjid. Now it's a family effort. The family, not everyone may have enjoyed the prayer, but they'll enjoy ice cream together. So what happens now to maintain the motivation from in Ramadan, you utilize all the elements of the household and everyone gets on board. What's the common complaint I hear from husbands? Oh, my wife doesn't want to do it. The common complaint from wife, my husband doesn't want to do it. Actually, everyone does want to do it. No one knows how to get the entire family on board. So start small, make it enjoyable, and make it consistent. And then with that, we can build. No one has to say, as a family, we're going to fast 20 days this month. No. As a family, we're going to fast 1 day a week, or whatever the decision is. But those types of efforts, they mirror the sunnah, one. Two, they bring encouragement in the household and establish the environment. And through the environment, it becomes easy for everyone else. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to make us amongst those who make this a family effort. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to make us amongst those who are able to, as a family, grow closer to Him. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.